We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's December 8th, 2025. This week is Computer Science Education Week, and one educator says parents don't need special training or equipment to get their kids involved. Elena Zarnowski is the founder of Kid Laboratories, a digital education company she launched after more than 15 years working in tech and years building STEM programs for K-8 schools. She says parents shouldn't feel intimidated by computer science.
I do think that computer science has a perception, maybe even a stigma, of being, you know, computers and hackers and secret labs. But what I want everybody to know, and I'm a real advocate for, is that computer science is everywhere, but you may not have seen it that way before.
Zarnowski says families don't need laptops or programming languages to introduce STEM concepts, just games, logic, and play.
You do not need to start computer science learning with a laptop. You don't have to jump into Python. It's not that at all. It's really, like you said, it's about thinking. It's about logic. It's about games, Sudoku, chess, all these games that we naturally kind of all love, create this foundation.
Zarnowski encourages families to use Computer Science Education Week to explore simple, hands-on ways to build digital literacy long before formal coding even enters the classroom. Currently in Illinois government, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity announced an added $10 million in funding for their job training and economic development program. The program, established in 1997 by the DCEO, focuses on connecting with local industries with training for disadvantaged individuals, fostering economic development, and offering support for those facing employment barriers. According to Pritzker, with this new round of investment, our job training and economic development program is supporting key industries while giving Illinoisans the skills and opportunities they need to succeed. JTED grants focus on increasing employment among workers and key sectors of the state's economy. Grants will be selected through a Notice of Funding Opportunity process. Eligible applicants include employers, private nonprofits, community action agencies, and more. Qualified entities can apply for grants ranging from $250,000 to $750,000, and applicants will be accepted until January 17, 2026. In more local news, the Boys and Girls Club of Central Illinois received a $10,000 grant from the 2025 Project Learn Academic Success Grant on Thursday. The organization's leadership said the money will allow them to assist more young people thrive both in and outside of school. Tiffany Mathis-Posey, CEO of BGCCIL, expressed gratitude towards the Panda Cares Foundation, which made the grant possible. Posey said, "We are deeply grateful for Panda Cares' belief in our mission and their unwavering commitment to helping kids succeed inside and outside the classroom." Ending off with sports. After coming off a huge ranked win Saturday against the number 13 Tennessee Volunteers, the Illini men's basketball team looks to keep their momentum as they compete in their first Big Ten matchup tomorrow. The team will travel to Columbus to face off against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With a record of 7-2, the Illini hope to notch their first conference win of the season after beating the Volunteers 75-62 in Nashville. The Buckeyes, who are 7-1, look to have their second consecutive conference win after an 86-82 win over Northwestern. Tip-off will be at 6:30 p.m., and the game will broadcast on Peacock. In football, Illinois football accepted its invitation yesterday to play in this year's Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee. Illinois will face off against SEC opponent Tennessee for the first time in program history, with kickoff set for 4:30 p.m. at Nissan Stadium on December 30th. Both programs finished their regular season with 8-4 records, and Illinois looks to win back-to-back bowl games for the first time since the 2010-2011 season. It'll also be the final college game for senior star quarterback Luke Altmyer, as Illinois looks to have its best two-year record in program history with a win in Nashville. Priority seating requests in the Illinois section are already open to season ticket holders and iFund members until December 12th at 4 p.m. Tickets will open to the general public on December 15th at noon. The bowl game will broadcast live on ESPN. For tickets and more information, visit FightingIllini.com/2025 Music City Bowl. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kennedy Caldwell, Abby Tim, Grace Avila, Vinnie Maximbull, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.